time to wake up. It's Saturday morning. Find some milk and cereal. Grab a bowl and spoon. No, a bigger spoon. Head to the living room and take a seat on the floor while Joseph and Chris present to you
Saturday Morning Cartoon!
Hello everybody and welcome to Saturday Morning Cartoon Boom! This is a show where we wake up with the Saturday morning sun, plop down on the floor with a big bowl of sugary cereal, and watch all your favorite cartoons, both old and new. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Chris.
And this morning, we watched Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Real quick, Joseph, I need to talk about a mistake that I made.
A mistake that you made?
And
okay.
Yeah, I made this mistake. So I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones lately, trying to catch up, because I'm a few seasons behind.
Okay.
And it's been making me think a lot about My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Of course, I can see the correlation. Go on.
And I'm realizing that the cutie marks, they're kind of like a house sigil. And therefore, I decided that I did myself a disservice by not coming up with a better name and cutie mark. So,
okay.
From now on, my pony name is officially Cupcake Slaughterstorm. And my cutie mark is going to be two lightning bolts crossed in an X formation. And then layered over the top of those lightning bolts, kind of like a skull and crossbones, is going to be a storm-colored cupcake with a red cherry on top, and that cherry is dripping in blood.
Interesting. Have you ever heard of Johnny Cupcakes?
No.
Okay. He's got his brand of clothes and stuff that come out, and it's literally like everything's cupcaked in some way, but it's really cool stuff, so...
I may have seen a logo for that at one time, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if that'll cross with him, because I know he's done some like skull and cupcake, or like cupcake and crossbones things. So that's what it made me think of right away.
Nice. Maybe him and I can like collaborate and make this a thing.
Yeah. For your cupcake, what is it? Cupcake Slaughter?
Cupcake Slaughterstorm.
Slaughterstorm, right.
Friendship is fucking crazy.
That would be the tagline if he got his own show.
Okay, so who suggested this show?
This was suggested to us by Connor on Facebook. Thanks, Connor.
Connor. Has Connor suggested anything else to us?
Nope. I think this is his first.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Connor. I feel that we both had strong feelings towards this, so thank you for suggesting it, but I don't know if they were good feelings. But we'll see.
There's feelings, though.
There are feelings.
Like, that's the thing, is you made us feel.
You made us feel.
And that's
a certain
something
way.
You should be proud of.
So the show Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog ran from 93 to 96, created by Deke Animation City and Sega of America, developed by Bruce Shelley, Reed Shelley, Phil Harnage, and Kent Butterworth, produced by Deke Animation City, Bobot Communications, Sega of America, Hong Ying Animation, Seiram Animation, Tokyo Movie Shinsa, and Rainbow Animation. So a lot of production behind this. For some reason, and then...
yeah, that's weird.
It was one official season for 65 episodes and one special. It was a first-run syndication, so it was just distributed across multiple networks. And for a short synopsis, Sonic and Tails are willing to save the planet Mobius... They're willing to save the planet. That's what it says. Sonic and Tails are willing to save the planet Mobius from Dr. Robotnik and his robots, which they plan to take over in the slapstick-based adventures. Okay, so first of all, let me just say that I was hoping this was going to be the other Sonic, which is just Sonic the Hedgehog is the name of that cartoon. And that's the one I used to watch, and I liked it. I remember liking it because it's a more serious, I guess it got a more serious tone to it, or at least the first season did. So that's what I was hoping we were getting. But unfortunately, this is the one that I was afraid we were going to be getting that I intentionally avoided even as a kid. So that's got to tell you something.
Yeah, we talked about this at the end of last episode, and you tried to explain to me that there's all these different Sonic the Hedgehog cartoons. I had no idea there's so many.
Yeah, these actually, what's weird is like these, I mean, I'll talk about this more in a second, but these came out at the exact same time and were airing simultaneously on different networks.
That's really weird.
Yeah. So before I go into all that, though, who were some of the actors who played in this show?
So the voice of Sonic was Jaleel White, who is mostly known for playing Steve Urkel on Family Matters. You know, if you've ever heard him or seen him, you know who I'm talking about. He's the "Didn't I do that?" kid, and what else does he say? "Anybody got any cheese?" It's just I don't know why that was funny, but that's him. The voice of Tails was Christopher Welsh, And this is all he's done. He retired from acting at age 13. So I'm guessing that he did the show from ages probably 12 through 13.
Poor guy.
Yeah, no wonder he never did anything else. Dr. Robotnik was voiced by Long John Baldry. And though he's not a pirate, he has voiced in Star Wars Droids, Captain N the Game Master, Reboot, and RoboCop Alpha Commando. But he should have been a pirate with that name.
This was Dr. Robotnik, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe he's passed at this point, too, so RIP.
Aw, poor Robotnik. Sonic finally got him. The voice of Grounder was Gary Chalk, who played He-Man in The New Adventures of He-Man. He was also in Captain N the Game Master, Bucky O'Hare, G.I. Joe. He was the voice of Lord Viper in King Arthur and the Knights of Justice, which we've watched on our show.
Yeah.
He's also in Darkstalkers, Mega Man, and Street Sharks. And tons more. So this guy's had a very long resume. The voice of Coconuts was Ian James Corlett, who voiced Dr. Tofu Ono in Ranma Half. This guy, again, was in Captain N, the Game Master, G.I. Joe, Darkstalkers, Mega Man, Street Sharks. He was also in Dragon Ball Z as the voice of Goku and Master Roshi and Beast Wars as Chitor. And hearing that and thinking about like Goku's voice and Chitor's voice, I'm like, whoa, my mind just was blown because I'm like, that totally is the same voice. And then finally, the voice of Scratch was Philip Morris Hayes, who has been in G.I. Joe, Reboot, and tons of video games. So lots of this cast in lots of various TV shows together, most notably Captain N, Game Master, Reboot, G.I. Joe, all that good stuff.
So for a few tasty marshmallows out of our big bowl of hedgehog cereal.
Are they tasty, though? Are they tasty?
Maybe not as tasty. They're a little stale.
Stale?
A little stale.
Yeah.
So the series, like I was saying, was spun off of the original concept of Sonic the Hedgehog 93. The series is spun off of the original concept for Sonic the Hedgehog 93 during pre-production. Bruce Shelley and Reed Shelley were involved with Lynn Jansen in the early development of the ABC series, which originally had a more humorous tone, but the project diverged into two separate series early on, with Lynn Jansen ultimately taking the ABC series in a more serious direction. So that's like I was saying earlier, there's that one that was on ABC, and then there was this one that was on multiple networks. And they ran at the same time, but that's because they were originally the same thing, but they were kind of split apart.
From a business standpoint, this makes no sense whatsoever.
Because
they're basically competing with themselves.
Yeah.
And not only that, they're going to cause confusion with their fans who say they see one episode of the good one and they're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Then they go to the other one or they tell their friends about it. They go to the other one and they're like, this is awful. I'm not going to watch this. And then they don't end up watching either of them.
Yeah. And what's sad is the second season of the, so the ABC one was only 26 episodes and only two seasons. The second season of it, they decided, well, not they, ABC decided they should take it in a more humorous direction. So it befell what so many series do and got taken over by the network and then changed for the worse.
Oh, man. So it went the route of the real Ghostbusters, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
That sucks.
That's a sad fate of that one, which hopefully we'll watch someday. And it's way better than this one, from what I recall.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, and this is something that was in the trivia, but I don't agree with it. This series has a very similar look to the Ren and Stimpy show from 91. And in fact, a great deal of crew members from that show worked on this show. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I guess I could see kind of with the maybe the style
the
of
backgrounds,
the art,
maybe,
but not the quality of the art at all.
Yeah. The like, I'm just going to go out and say the art in this is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Like the character designs are like OK, but I mean, they're drawn terribly. Like it's so sloppy.
Yeah, this is something I even thought as a kid. That's why I didn't watch this show, because I didn't like the way it looked. And so my thought, though, as a kid was, oh, this has to be like a way older series. I had no idea they came out at the same time. It makes no sense. And especially with as many production companies behind this as there were, it makes no sense that it looked as bad as it does.
Maybe they had too many production companies involved. I don't know. But no, this honestly looks like a cartoon made in the 70s. Like,
yes.
It's so, it looks so dated and so bad that, yeah, when I was watching this too, like, I was like, there's no way this was in the 90s. Like, it doesn't even look anything close to the 90s.
I know. And that's, that was a huge problem I had. Also, Scratch, Grounder, and Coconuts were based upon the identically named enemy robots in Sonic the Hedgehog 2 from 92. So, something to say positive about this from the start is that it is a lot more closely tied to the video games, I guess, if you want to say that, just because some of the characters used were pulled from them, and some of the characters in this show were actually put into later video games. So in that way, you can give it a kind of positive spin, but that's it.
I don't know. Like, I mean, aside from like some of the characters, there was really, it had nothing to do with the games, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because no, the know. Games are, I mean, it's kind of impossible, I guess, to really make a show that's like, you know, it would just be him running through a maze collecting rings.
Yeah, but you really can't expect that.
I mean,
that
still,
from,
it was just, ugh.
From games based, or from shows based on video games, you really can't expect that it to be exactly like them. And I can't think of any that are or should be. So I don't know. I don't know if that's such a positive thing, but that's just something that was brought up.
Well, and that's something I'm interested to see the other Sonic cartoons to see like how they compare, because, man, this was so bad.
This is the only continuity where Sonic doesn't have a fear of water.
Why is he afraid of water? Oh, is it because he dies in the video games?
I think in the games, if he falls in the water, he dies. So,
is he also afraid of spikes?
He should be. Everyone should be afraid of spikes. Who wants to fall on those?
Mm, that's true. That's true.
According to Milton Knight, many of the staffers openly despised working on this show. Knight himself enjoyed working on it, but found the animation, writing, and most of the voice acting to be quite shoddy. So I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah.
Well, he nailed it there.
The Sonic Says segments were never shown in the UK.
Is it because they were really stupid?
Probably. Dr. Robotnik. Oh, this is the last one, but it's funny. So I wanted to bring it up. Dr. Robotnik was originally conceived as television's sexiest fat man. The animators weren't the animators weren't up to the challenge, but it didn't stop them from slipping in a lot of shirtless scenes and scenes that drew too much attention to Robotnik's rear end. This also includes the bikini pic from the episode Hero of the Year in 1993.
What the?
Yeah. So
okay, so
conceptually,
I was going to say, maybe you don't know, but so was it like they were going to design him to be sexy looking and change his appearance from the games? Or was it going to be he looked the same, but he was regarded as the sexiest man in television within the series?
I think that he was... No, I feel like he was supposed to be designed the same, but look sexier. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Because he was
like,
still supposed
like
to be...
he thought he was sexy, but he wasn't.
Yeah, like he was still supposed to be the sexiest fat man. So I guess he was supposed...
Oh, my God.
I don't know. But there's no way they could have made it with the way they animated this. That's why I read that, and I was like, what is this? Why is...
That's a horrible idea. Like, there is no universe in which Dr. Robotnik would be considered sexy.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
I don't think, I mean, there's going to be a rule 34 of it, I'm sure, but ugh. I mean, no one's going to ever take that seriously. That's, no.
In the other Sonic the Hedgehog series, the good one, he's actually really fearsome, and he's an actual threat. He's kind of like scary boss guy. So,
well, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, he's way different from this one. But I don't know. Those were the stale marshmallows that I pulled out.
Oh yeah, there is one or two Dr. Robotnik rule 34s.
Oh guy, do you remember anything about this show at all? I don't think you knew much about it, right?
I don't really think this one, because I mean, I knew I watched Sonic the Hedgehog, but I don't think I saw this one. I think I saw the other one. Mm. And I love the other one. So I will, you know, save anything I know about that one till when we do that series. But yeah, this one, no idea. And I'm glad I wouldn't have seen it as a kid, because then I would have hated the other one.
Yeah, this is, like I said, I remember avoiding the show in favor of its more serious counterpart, but, and after watching this one, I'm so glad I did. Like, I even knew as a kid this wasn't for me. All right, so, I don't know, let's go ahead and jump into the three episodes we watched for today's show. Very first episode, highest rated episode, and finally a random listener chosen episode. Or it may vary depending on how these episodes fall chronologically, but of course we have to start with the very first episode, being Super Special Sonic Search and Smash Squad. Season 1, Episode 1. When Sonic and Tails are captured by Grounder and Scratch, Sonic tricks them into letting them escape by reminiscing about how they all met.
Hey, real quick. So I sent you something in Discord. Could you please look at it real quick and tell the listeners what you're seeing?
I see a terribly drawn Dr. Robotnik laying in bed shirtless.
Looking very seductively at the camera.
If you want to call it that. The only way you can even tell it's Robotnik is because of that signature mustache. Yeah.
Ugh. I want to do that for Halloween.
It looks like it was drawn in paint. Microsoft Paint. Ugh. I don't know. From the start, like, the intro's bad. And the robots that he comes up with, they're just terrible. I remember not liking these specifically. That's one of the reasons I didn't watch the show. So you've got Grounder, who is like a drill-faced, drill-armed, I don't know, drill guy. If you played Sonic 2, you know what he is. Guy. He's the green dude. And then you've got the chicken guy, who is Scratch, and he's literally just a giant chicken.
Yeah, he's a chicken robot. You know what? I did watch this cartoon as a kid because I did remember the intro. I specifically just remember the parts where, like, the robots get broken apart and they land on the billboard, and then he paints over it and it spells Sonic, and then their eyes pop through it.
Yeah, I remember the song. That's all I remember of it, though. But more fondly, I remember the other song that actually had words to it.
Oh, I see.
But I won't talk about that right now. So back to this thing. like I said in the intro, Sonic and Tails were captured by these robots that Dr. Robotnik they were captured by these robots. Then they flashback about how they first met. So it's showing how Dr. Robotnik built both of these robots in order to catch Sonic. I don't know why he built these two to catch Sonic, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like, it was dumb. Like, he's just like, I need to build a killer robot to stop Sonic. So what he does is he grabs a bunch of junk. Like, what does he grab? He grabs like a stuffed teddy bear, some rotten eggs, a globe, a computer, and he throws it in a machine and out pops a robot chicken. Not like the fun kind of robot chicken, like the TV show. It's literally a robot chicken.
Yeah, it's basically like if you remember Invader Zim, where the tallest just throw a bunch of, they like throw a bunch of junk in that one robot's head and that becomes Gurr. It's kind of like that. He just throws a bunch of junk together and here it is. Also, in some of the Sonic games, Dr. Robotnik is also known as Eggman. And this is the only cartoon where he's referred to as that also. Or at least they talk about eggs a lot with him.
Right. I never, like, because I didn't have a Sega Genesis when I was a kid. So I didn't get to play the Sonic games much. The only time I got to play them was when, like, if I went over to my next door neighbor's house, which I didn't do much because they were girls and they had cooties.
Of course.
Then I could play Sonic there. But that wasn't very often. So I didn't, like, for the longest time, I was so confused if he was Eggman or Dr. Robotnik or if they were different people or why they have two different names. I don't know.
Yeah, same person. I mean, he's shaped like an egg, kind of, so it makes sense. But I don't know why they would give him two names. That just adds to confusion.
Yeah, I mean, just like having two shows of the same thing.
Exactly. They just didn't know
I'm
what they were doing.
Sensing a trend.
Also, Dr. Robotnik hires a bunch of bounty hunters to go after Sonic as well. Before he even builds the robots, I think he does this.
Yes.
And he's offering 1 billion mobiums. I don't know what that equates to, but it sounds like a lot.
$5 and like a button with lint stuck to it.
Yeah, and like a gift certificate to McDonald's.
The $5 bill is wet. It's been in his sweaty pockets.
Yeah. The one funny part, though, that actually was kind of, it made me laugh a little bit, was where he was trying to explain to these bounty hunters why he wanted Sonic captured. And he's like, he helps nice people. And somebody's like, boo.
that was pretty good. That didn't make me laugh, but there was one part that made me laugh. And it was the only time I laughed during this entire thing, which was one of the bounty hunters, which is like this big, beefy.
Oh,
I mean, looked like he belonged in, like, Skeletor's, like, group from He-Man or something. He's got spikes all over him. But he has the most effeminate voice I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's like a big bull bounty hunter-looking guy.
He's like, the fun's over, hedgehog!
Split up and surround him! Yeah.
My God. That caught me off guard that I laughed incredibly hard when I heard his voice, because it was just like, it was, did not match the character whatsoever.
See, though, if they had kept that direction with the show and kept it like,
it would have been funny.
Yeah, and like Toxic Crusader kind of just goofy, then it could have worked, but they didn't do that.
Yeah, I have the feeling that this honestly was the case of they had the voice actor do a voice, but did not actually tell him what the character looked like or what he did, or and he probably never got to see it.
Yeah.
And so it just doesn't, like, I mean, if it was supposed to be funny on purpose, it didn't come across that way. It seemed like a mistake, but that made it funny.
Cause he was still like trying. He was still, you could hear it in his voice. He was still trying to act it out. So yeah, it didn't look like he was necessarily trying to be funny, like you said.
And everything the character did was serious too. So.
Yeah. True.
But yeah, it was, that was the only redeeming part of this entire show.
You know, something else they could have done, and this comes up a little bit later in other episodes, but Coconuts, the monkey, if they had made him, and sometimes he's one of the smarter of the bunch of not only robots, but also Dr. Robotnik, but if they had made him like really intelligent and made him smarter than Robotnik, but Robotnik would never listen to him or never
constantly messing up his ideas.
Yeah. And just like never trusted Coconuts, even though Coconuts was always right. Kind of the same way as the dude in Toxic Crusaders who was partners with the main guy. Like Coconuts could have been that guy and that would have been really funny, but
at least been like super sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, they just make him kind of useless.
But he was the only character that I thought was like watchable. Robotnik was okay, but honestly, man, the two other robots were terrible. Tails was just, I mean, didn't even need to be there. And honestly, Sonic was the worst one. Like out of this entire show, Sonic was the least likable character.
What was it about him? Was it what he said or was it his voice or what?
It was everything, man. He was obnoxious. It was just the way they did his character. I just could not stand him.
Yeah, something I really didn't like about Sonic was the fact that he was like always a step ahead of everyone. Like it never felt like there was any kind of threat because Sonic was always smarter than everyone. And I don't like that kind of like invincible hero.
It's like they watched some episodes of Bugs Bunny on Looney Tunes. And they're like, all right, let's try to do the same thing, but make it Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And because it's just him doing impressions and even, you know, as a doctor a few times using the word doc and stuff like that. And I don't know, man. And just the art style, too. Like I said, this looks like something that was done in the 70s. This looked closer to Looney Tunes style animation than anything from the 90s. And I don't say that in a good way. Because Looney Tunes was really paving the way back in the day, but this was like, ugh.
Yeah, not even like good Looney Tunes animation. It's like if someone was trying to copy Looney Tunes animation, but rushed it and didn't have the talent.
Yeah, and they reused a lot of those tropes too. Like if you run over a cliff, you don't fall till you look down. Or like if you're yelling at somebody, your like neck stretches really far and you can open your own head and pull things out and stuff like that. So like even characters that are like flesh and blood characters and not robots can do that same thing. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. It would have been one thing if it was just the robots doing that. But since it was everybody, I was just kind of,
It was kind of like, I mean, just sticking with Looney Tunes, it was a little bit like the Roadrunner cartoons also, just because.
Yeah.
It's like no matter what kind of trap Robotnik set, a lot of times Sonic would turn it on him and he would end up hurting himself or, you know, messing himself up.
Well, yeah, they even did the painting the wall gag, which was famous
they
for
totally did.
From Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner of, you know, like Wile E. painting a like a tunnel on a wall and he's trying to get the Roadrunner to slam into it. They did pretty much that gag.
So, I don't know. What more about this episode is there? Nothing really. They get away. I mean, Sonic just tells them the origin story, basically, of how they were made and whatever. And then, there's a lot of chili dogs mentioned in this show, too. Like, constantly talking about chili dogs. I know that Sonic's thing, but
was there a lot of chili dogs in the other cartoon as well?
I don't remember there being a lot of chili dogs in that cartoon, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so then if there wasn't, then I definitely watched this one as a kid. as well, because I remember like Sonic made me want to eat chili dogs. And now I always equate chili dogs with Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm not even kidding. If I order a chili dog, I immediately think of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it's just like Ninja Turtles and pizza or Popeye and spinach. Exactly. Things like that. So I guess they made Sonic's thing chili dogs, which is fine. Chili dogs are good, but I don't know.
They're delicious, but like why? I don't remember him eating chili dogs in the video games.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just fed on rings, basically.
Yeah, it's SpaghettiOs.
So yeah, they get away, and then the episodes end with a kind of a G.I. Joe knowing he's half the battle thing where Sonic says, except says is spelled S-E-Z instead, because I think it was misspelled by Tails or something. And so yeah, they just so stick with that.
Correct, because Tails is an idiot.
Yeah. And so and this the Sonic says of this first one is that 911 is for real emergencies. And so don't accidentally dial it, or don't dial it as a joke, because then you could be putting someone else in harm's way or something like that. So, I mean, that's good advice. Don't, but it just feels so weird in a Sonic cartoon.
I also kind of took it as like, if it's not a real emergency, don't call. Like if you're on fire, but you're capable of putting yourself out, don't call 911.
Yeah, if you're on fire, but there's a bathtub right there full of water, don't call 911. Yeah. You got this.
Yeah, kids. Like if you're bleeding out and you have, you know, a piece of duct tape nearby, don't call 911.
Don't worry about it. Duct tape cures everything.
Duct tape. Yeah. Yeah, that stuff, it'll fix you right up.
So the second episode we watched for today's show was Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, season 1, episode 27. This one was chosen by Connor.
Yes.
And in this one, Robotnik's attempt to turn Sonic into an old man with his newest device backfires, turning him and Tails and later himself into babies. Now stuck in a daycare, the infantile Sonic and Tails must try to keep Robotnik under control while Scratch and Grounder attempt to get him back. Okay, here's what I was thinking. I was like, you know what? This could have been a funny show had they made it like short episodes, like two per episode, you know, like segments.
Oh, yeah. Like do like 11 minute segments.
Yeah. But they just draw these dumb plot lines out to the point where it's so thin already. Like, it is on the verge of ripping every second that it goes on.
There's literally a part in this episode that they stopped following the plot and they were just doing different gags. And I found myself not paying attention anymore. And I had to, like, refocus because my mind just completely drifted.
Yeah, it's so... It just feels so aimless sometimes. Like, it just is all over the place. Yes. And I get that Sonic is, like, a fast-paced kind of thing, but it's like, you can't pace a cartoon that way because it doesn't make sense and it's not really watchable.
Well, it's funny too is it doesn't even feel fast-paced. Like I felt like it was dragging super hard too.
I guess just by fast-paced I mean that it just is jumping all over the place, and that's not necessarily to its favor at all.
One thing that I thought was interesting was like at the beginning of this episode, the two robots, Grounder and Scratch, were trying to defeat Sonic by making laundry stick to him with static electricity. Yep. That was a plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, Tails got static cling, and then they're trying to use a static machine
like a
to destroy
gun
them.
Thing that, like, made them static or something.
And trapped
but then
them
Sonic
under
just spun around, and then all the laundry stuck to the robots instead.
Yeah.
Therefore, defeating the robots because robots don't like clothes. That's
no,
their
of
only
course.
Weakness.
Robots are always nude. They're nudist.
That's why, like, Terminator, he always shows up naked first.
Robots just don't like clothes.
Yeah. He only wears them to conform when he needs to. Otherwise, he's just letting it all hang out.
That failure leads them into watching a training, or Dr. Robotnik showing Scratch and Grounder a training video on how to catch Sonic. One of them says something like we're not going to catch Sonic in a million years or something like that. And then he's like, that's it. Like, we'll just turn him old and then he'll be easy to catch. And
oh my gosh,
that's his idea. So he makes a decrepitizing ray, which... It does exactly what, you know, it sounds like, I guess. See, it would turn Sonic into an old man. Like, at no point does it feel like there's a threat to his life, because it's not like, oh, we made a real ray gun, we're going to kill Sonic. It's just like, oh, we're going to turn him old so we can catch him and I guess lock him up or something. I don't know. I don't know what their ultimate plan is.
What are they going to do if they ever catch him? Is he going to be a pet? Are they going to eat him? Are they going to murder him?
I had that same question because
what's the end game?
Because when they ultimately reversed the device's polarity, or not even that, they just pushed a different button and turned him into babies.
I was
instead.
You're giving them a lot more credit.
Yeah, they pushed the blue button instead of the red button. It turned him into babies. And as babies, Sonic and Tails took a nap right in front of them. And they could have captured them right there or done anything they wanted to them right there. And yet they stalled. And I guess they tried to like reconfigure the ray or something.
A bunch of posers is what they are.
And then that's, I think, what ended up turning Dr. Robotnik into a baby as well.
So they showed like a concept of what they thought Sonic would look like old.
Yeah.
And it was so bad. It looked like, an old guy that, like, when you look at him, you can tell that dude has done a lot of meth, like, back in the day. And, like, you only see him outside of Walmarts, and that's it. Like, he doesn't go anywhere else.
Yeah,
that's what old Sonic
was.
It
just, like, hunched him over, and he grew, like, some whiskers or something. He didn't look, like,
his jaw looks collapsed.
He just looked like a failed middle-aged man.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was bad. Also, are they in outer space? What is going on here? Like, were you noticing the backgrounds and stuff of this cartoon when you were watching?
They're on the planet Mobius, which I guess just has no rules as to what's going on in the atmosphere.
Well, it's weird because, like, in the first episode, it looked kind of like a desert and stuff. But here, it was like they looked like they were on a moon or something because you can see space in the background and all these swirls and there's like two planets in the background behind them. And I'm like, what is going on?
Oh,
like, where are they?
Yeah.
But that's only for like part of the episode. And the other part of the episode, it looks like they're on Earth. And I'm like, I don't understand any of the thought process with this thing.
No, there's no logic in this.
Baby Robotnik still has a mustache, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's something weird, too. And what's... Okay, so what I was talking about with the segments, it's like, if they had just made it to where he got turned into a baby, like, they could have compressed it, and then it could have ended, like, there or somewhere close to there, and it would have been like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
And then done, and then move on. Instead, that's, like, the halfway point, if that. And then it turns into, like, this old lady, this hideous-looking old lady comes out and, like... grabs all the babies, brings them into her daycare, and from that point forward, it's the, you know, scratch and grounder trying to get Dr. Robotnik out of the daycare, and Dr. Robotnik trying to not kill Sonic and Tails. I don't know what he's trying to do. I guess just defeat Sonic and Tails.
There's a few things I noticed from the one. Tails as a baby can only say go go poo poo.
Oh yeah, goo goo poo poo.
That's all he can say.
Yeah.
So either he's constantly pooping or he's just as obnoxious as I thought he was.
Well, because I think Tails is like supposed to only be like 4 years old or something. He's supposed to be like a really young child, even normally. So,
oh, geez. So yeah. Like Sonic's an even like creepier, like Bruce Wayne, just collecting children to fight with him.
Like 4 years
old. He's going for like toddlers.
Yeah.
That's weird. Could you imagine Robin being like four?
Robin has like... Or Batman has to carry around like a bottle or something.
Killer Croc would like run out and accidentally step on him and just crush him and feel really bad. And he would just give himself up. Maybe that would be effective.
Just sacrificing children. There you go.
There's also like these random like elephant children at this daycare.
Oh, yeah.
And like Sonic tied their trunks together so he could jump rope. I'm like, what a dick.
Because like Dr. Robotnik took their jump rope away and then they tied their own trunks together. So that was their idea.
I think they were holding trunks and trying to do it, but then Sonic like tied them in a knot.
I don't know.
I was like, you're a jerk. Sonic has no redeeming qualities.
No, he's not a good guy at all. It doesn't even seem like he's trying to help people most of the time. He's just
not at all
doing his own thing.
Isn't that why they wanted to stop him? Because he helps people, like good people, but he doesn't do anything like that.
No.
Any of the episodes we watched, he doesn't help
anybody.
You wouldn't
know it, yeah.
Two more things. Like, so there's at one part of the episode before they get turned into babies and stuff, they like Sonic and Tails basically rob a factory that like makes food. But like, this doesn't make any sense. So let's say they want chili dogs, right?
Yeah.
This place will have a chili dog, powderize it. And then the whole thing is that you buy the powder, you add a drop of water, and it turns into a fully made chili dog. Whoa, cool, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So they go there and they just start eating everything in the factory. Basically, you know, they're stealing from this company because they're big heroes. But like later in the episode, it's showing that the products in here go from the regular form to the powder form. And then on the conveyor belt, it drops water on them and turns them back into the original form again. And I'm like, why? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. No, it makes no sense at all.
Something that made less sense was that Tails was, after a while, he was eating the powder, not even waiting to like for it to turn into food. So I would assume this powder is tasteless. So he's eating this powder. And my assumption would also be that once your saliva touched this powder, it would also convert to food. But that's not the case. And not until he drank a glass of water did it turn into food. And he did look funny when he was full of all that food. Like
he becomes so super morbidly obese.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to die. Because it's not just his body gets big, but it's like irregularly lump and his face looks swollen, one eye looks swollen shut. It's like he looks like he's gonna die.
See, that could have been its own segment, and I would have been satisfied. I would have been like, that was my favorite segment because Tails looked ridiculous. But instead,
I did forget about that. That did make me laugh.
It was such a small part of a long and dumb segment that I almost forgot about it. If you hadn't mentioned it just now with the powder stuff, I would have forgotten about that.
Well, the part when they got to the daycare was the part that I tuned out, man. I just couldn't. If you ever study psychology, they'll tell you that like your memory will automatically start blocking things that it feels it can't deal with. Like if something, you see something traumatic, you know, that's how you get like PTSD. And I was definitely like, my memory was blocking crap from this episode out left and right.
Oh yeah. Like there's not a lot redeeming about it except Fat Tails.
Fat Tails.
But I don't know. So everything works out in the end. They escape. And then Robotnik gets turned old instead. And
he's got a patch in his beard. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. That's the gag.
Like a quilt patch sewn into the beard.
I don't know. I don't try to make sense of it. But the Sonic says of this one kind of made me laugh.
I like this one.
Because it was like, basically, don't get inside of clothes dryers because they can harm you. I think even Sonic was like, believe it or not, it happens. I guess that was a big thing in the 90s was children getting put into clothes dryers or something.
I feel like these PSAs was like, you know, some mom working on this show who's like, kid did this once, or like she heard because a friend of a friend, this kid did this. And then she's like, no, this is important. This is really happening.
Yeah.
We need to alert the parents. You know, the kids are climbing in dryers and just dying left and right.
Yeah.
So it probably was just a super passionate thing for this person.
Oh, it was so serious. So, and that's what was funny about it. But I mean, seriously, don't get into a dryer if you, for whatever reason, have that idea.
But what if I need to dry off?
Well, okay, never mind. I mean, you just defeated it right there.
Yep.
So the third episode we watched for today's show is Robo Ninja, season one, episode 64. Which was the highest rated. In this one, Robotnik captures Kwai Chang Crane, a martial arts master, and uses him to turn Scratch and Grounder into effective ninjas to defeat Sonic.
Do you think that this was the highest rated episode because it seemed incredibly racist?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing once Grounder and Scratch started talking. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was like, well, I mean, times were a little bit different in the 90s, but it was very stereotypical, like karate movie, broken English. Yeah.
Well, there's like at one part where I don't remember if it was one of the robots or if it was the crane master guy who was like, that's our philosophy. I was like, oh come on.
Yeah. So, I mean, it starts off with a free chili dog routine again, but they're like, well, instead of like giving him a free chili dog and trying to capture him, we're just going to drop a ton of bricks on him instead. And I was like, okay, so now they are trying to kill him, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're just tired. After 64 episodes, they're like, you know what? I'm tired of this hedgehog. Like, why don't
kill
we just kill him? Trying to capture him? Yeah. With this scheme, the idea is while he's eating these chili dogs, these free chili dogs, they're going to pull this rope that's going to basically break the building down and drop it on top of him.
Yes.
But as that's starting to happen, Sonic uses his super speed and repairs the building. And then, of course, it turns into a situation where one of them goes to check and the other one like pulls it on him and, you know, it gets pulled down on Scratch. Yeah. So your basic gag.
Didn't see that coming.
No, I mean, it's using like all these old Looney Tunes gags, but not effectively. Yep. It's just like stealing them and then choreographing them too plainly.
So this, oh man, this crane guy shows up and he's like walking down this path and he's wearing robes. He's wearing the straw hat that covers his face. You know, they go as stereotypical as you could get. And they kidnap the, I don't know if, what his name is. Is it just Crane or Crane Master? Was it Crane Master?
Kwai Chang Crane.
I'll just call him Crane. So they kidnap him and they take him to Robotnik. Robotnik is like, like ninjas could defeat Sonic. So then he hooks Crane up to a machine that gives some of his skills to Grounder and Scratch. And when he does that, not only do they inherit some of the skills, they start talking really racist. they start, you know, all of the L's become R's. Anyway. Oh, I like too that they when they do confront Sonic and Tails for the first time, Scratch swings his arm like once and misses, and Tails is like in complete seriousness, like, oh my gosh, these guys are good.
Yeah.
Like it's like a big threat. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like, wow, they're way better than they were before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like before they wouldn't have even swung.
But when you're watching this fight, it's like this is almost no different than it was before. They're still not doing anything effectively.
And Sonic tries to fight back doing his own version of karate. And every time he doesn't move, he yells the name of a Chinese food like chow mein or egg foo young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the grasshopper shows up. He's the student of Crane and his name is literally Grasshopper, but doesn't really look like a grasshopper. He looks like, I don't know. He looks more like the Zoras from the Super Nintendo Legend of Zelda.
No, oh, yeah.
He does a grasshopper.
Yeah. He does look really strange.
This looks like an abomination.
There was one part that made me laugh actually in this episode where Coconuts was talking and he was talking to Sonic, I think. And he's like, "You think I'm stupid?" And Sonic's like, "Yes. Next question." And it made me laugh just because of how straight it was. Like, it wasn't like overdone or anything. It was just like a really subtle kind of dumb joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you have to take what you can get in a show like this. So that was my takeaway.
There was one part, and this was like, it shows like how bad this thing got, which was like they got a ray gun or some sort of gun and they were going to shoot it at. Well, it's like Crane got out by himself, like after he had been captive this whole time. Sonic goes to rescue him, but Crane's just like, "No, I'm good," and just stands up and he's like, "You could escape the whole time." He's like, "Yeah."
Oh yeah.
I think the last thing that Crane says is an unexpected adventure often comes with soup and salad and an egg roll.
He was kind of full of a lot of those like weird sayings, not even like philosophies.
Yeah, he only talks in parables.
Yeah.
Most are about laundry.
Yeah, laundry. Yeah, exactly. Even the first one was about like smelly socks or something. So when the Sonic says on this one, apparently the street is no place to play for anyone who didn't know that.
But what about street hockey?
Well, I mean, there you go. You just debunked it again. That's it.
That's what I'm here for.
Is that simple? Well, Chris, looks like it's about time we use Dr. Robotnik's decrepitizing ray to change ourselves back into annoyingly adorable kids, then let everyone know what we thought of the adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I really like Sonic the Hedgehog. And I like chili dogs, but I hate this cartoon. It was so stupid. Why is there a robot chicken? And I don't even get what's going on. Sonic never runs. He just dresses up in disguises and never collects any golden rings. I mean, the only reason I eat SpaghettiOs is because I'm pretending to be Sonic collecting rings. I didn't even like Sonic or Tails in the show, so I'm not giving it any of my cereal. You get 0 bowls of golden rings out of 5. So you can go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
Generally speaking, I'm a big fan of the Sonic franchise and have fond memories of most things that have spawned from it. Emphasis on most things. After watching this show, I found an exception. I'm perfectly fine with slapstick comedy when used correctly, but that's all this show had to offer and it wasn't even good. It was sort of like a dumbed down Looney Tunes. Some of the gags were funny, but they were surrounded by too many throwaway ones to really be effective. Not to mention the lackluster animation. I mean, it was serviceable, but I didn't much care for the style. Ren and Stimpy, it certainly was not. I feel like it would have been better as a series of short 7 to 10 minute skits versus stretching these plots out really thinly over an entire 20 minute episode. Overall, I'd give The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog 1 big bowl of chili dog crunch cereal out of 5. It wasn't the worst show I've seen, but it just wasn't for me. And after watching this show, I'd rather not do anything Sonic says. So I think I'll go roll around in the dryer for a bit once I finish playing in the street. Time to buzz, cuz.
That's a smart move because, I mean, if you're playing around the street, you're going to get dirty. Probably going to get rocks and like asphalt and stuff on you. So if you roll around the dryer afterwards, you know, it's going to help get that stuff off. So,
yeah, just a low heat tumble dry. I mean, come on, just makes sense. Plus you take the wrinkles out of your clothes.
Just set it to delicates and you're probably good.
Little kids are delicate. It's like it's made for you.
Yeah, exactly. Especially like the smaller ones, like the babies, they're soft.
You know? Oh, man.
So they're still a little bounce.
Please, please, anyone listening to this, do not put babies in the dryer.
So do you have any final thoughts before I end up in jail?
Oh, yeah. Man, final thoughts on this. It's as bad, if not worse, than I thought it was. Like I said, even as a kid, I didn't want to watch this one. And now I doubly do not want to as an adult because it's just so corny and not in a fun way, not in a good way. There's no redeemable qualities for it to me. I was reading a lot of reviews of it and there were a lot of positive ones. And I'm like, man, these people either have awful taste or they did not watch the same show because it is not anything that anyone is giving it. So if you want to watch this show, if you want to see what we're talking about, watch one episode of it and you'll know what you're getting yourself into right away. You'll thank us for advising you not to watch the rest of it.
Yeah, honestly, to me, like I said before, this show feels like a couple people watched some old episodes of Looney Tunes and they had never seen another show in their entire lives. And then they were told to make a cartoon about Sonic the Hedgehog. Almost like, to me, like I said, I felt like it didn't have much in common with the games except for the characters, some of the characters. The design is bad. The animation's bad. A lot of the voice acting was bad. The writing was just, oh, like I seriously barely made it through watching just three episodes of this cartoon. I even had to stop the first episode halfway through and come back the next day because I couldn't deal with it at the time.
That's what happened on the second episode for me. I watched the first one, then I watched part of the second one. I was like, no, I got to sleep on this. I cannot do this right now.
That was the first time I've ever had to stop one and be like, I can't do this to myself. I don't deserve this today. Like, I was a much better person today than someone that should be punished by watching this show. So, like, you couldn't pay me to watch more of this. No. Honestly, I wouldn't do it.
Ugh. So, thanks, Connor, for suggesting this. I hope you did it as a joke and just wanted to hear how much we hated it. If you liked it, I'm sorry.
Go think about what you've done.
Yeah, you sit in the corner with Adventures of Sonic. You both think about what you've done. Well, listeners, it looks like our milk supply is now run dry, so it's time for us to say goodbye. And next week, we'll be watching
The Magic School Bus, suggested via YouTube by Sandra Dermark.
You know what? I know that's a good show, so that's actually a big relief hearing that.
Also, real quick before we go, our friend Justin, who you might remember from joining us on the episode about He-Man and the Master of the Universe, has set up an Indiegogo campaign. So all the money's going to go to help victims from Hurricane Harvey. If you go to any of our social media, you're going to see links and stuff like that to it. If you go to our subreddit, there'll be info there, our Facebook page, our Twitter. You go to this page, if you donate $10, you'll end up getting a link to a list of podcasts and you will get an exclusive bonus episode of this show that you're not going to hear unless you go donate the $10. And that episode was us reviewing Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. And I promise it is a great episode. So if you like this show, you're going to want to hear it. Not only that, you're going to get exclusive episodes from over 45 other podcasts. So this huge group of podcasters has donated specifically bonus material as a reward for you just donating just $10. That's going to be like less than 20 cents per podcast for all of that stuff that you're getting. So definitely go there. 25% of the donations are going to specifically go and help podcasters in the Houston area that have been affected and lost, I mean, lost everything. It's going to help them out. 75% is going to go to the fund that's headed up by the Houston mayor. So that money is going to go for shelter, for housing, for helping families get back on their feet, for rebuilding the community. So it's super important to us and to all of our fellow podcasters and peers and stuff like that. So if you can give up just $10, we really, really appreciate it. And if you do it, if you donate, please like screen cap the thank you that you get and send it to us, and we will personally thank you on the show for donating.
Like Chris said, it's all going to charity in some way, so kind of worth it. Kind of really worth it. Way more worth it than The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog was. I can say that with complete confidence.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I'm Joseph.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll see you next Saturday.
Presented by NerdSloth,
a place for lazy nerds.
If you like what you heard, consider donating at patreon.com/nerdsloth so we can continue bringing you quality shows. Be sure to also leave us a review and share your favorite episodes and clips on social media. If you're looking for more content, visit us at nerdsloth.com.